Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kurt Young. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The right fielder, Tom Paciorek. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fletcher moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. Fletcher moves to third. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Luzinski reaches second base with a double. Fletcher scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bochy for the out. Murphy moves to second. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kittle throws the ball into Law, who relays the ball to Cruz, who tags Essien trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Murphy scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Boston steals second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lozinski strikes out. There goes Walker. The throw from Essien to second, and Walker is out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bochy for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Essien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Henderson bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pachyorek moves to second. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lozinski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Lozinski reaches second base with a double. Pachyorek scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Lozinski scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Larry Sorensen now pitching. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-2 in the game. Bochy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips misplays the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Davis reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorensen covering, for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right field. Patchy Orrick picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Patchy Orrick. Morgan moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 3 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards third. Lansford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lansford. Hill moves to third. Cruz moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 3 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to home to get Hill. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards second. Morgan catches it and steps on second to double up Cruz. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 3 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Jim Essien. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.